I want to enjoy my life experience while I'm living it. I want to live a legacy, not necessarily just leave a legacy.
Welcome to Learning Life, where top experts share their business knowledge and personal journeys each week.
And the thing that I've realized, from the CEO to the NFL football player to the janitor, we're our toughest critics and we're hardest on ourselves.
I wanted to bring education to the market. I wake up in the morning and I am constantly learning.
The only way to grab somebody's attention is with a story.
Happy learning.
And now your host, John Toda.
Welcome back to Learning Life with John Toda. My guest today is Chris Yonker. Chris is a leading expert in vision creation. As a vision alchemist, author, and speaker, Chris and his team work with executives, entrepreneurs, athletes, and celebrities to get clarity on what they really want, then make the strategy, mindset, and behavior shifts to create that. Chris spent over two decades leading a Fortune 500 sales team. He's an NLP practitioner, author of the book Soul Intention, and a seventh degree black belt. All around, a very interesting high achiever himself. So let's get into it. Chris, welcome to Learning Life.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. I'm excited to be here.
So now, obviously, you've got a very interesting background and you've done a lot of different things along the way. So before we jump into your real expertise as a vision alchemist, tell us a little bit about how you got here. What was the start of your journey and some of the background that you had in kind of big company sales before you set out on your own?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So in essence, I went to school, got a marketing degree, and then I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do, but I was attracted to sales because I saw that A, it could pay well, B, it allowed flexibility and freedom, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs probably value. You know, I found value pretty highly as well, and I like being able to basically own my destiny a little bit more. So that was a bit the entry point for me. And actually what ended up happening was for 5 years, I got hired right out of college. For 5 years, I'm selling advertising for 3M. And then what ended up happening was the division I was working for got sold. And I never saw it coming. And it was a great wake up call, because I realized that as much as I thought that I was in control of my destiny in regards to, if I sold, in essence, sold my soul for the corporate company, the company, they would always take care of me. And so what ended up happening was I was going to be unemployed, and I had to figure out what I was going to do about that. And fortunately, through my network, I was able to find a new career change of still sales with 3M. And because I had a great track record by that, at that point, and was able to relocate to New England, and which I know you're a fellow New Englander. And after about 10 years of being here, my wife Jolie and I realized that, you know what? We really like where we're at. And I don't think we want to move back to the Midwest, even though we don't disvalue the Midwest. We'd rather just sign up to be here. So that's what kind of got us moved and got us started, and what really drew me into that career, if you will.
Very cool. And I know that, you know, the way that you work with people is really around the vision creation. And so I think for our listeners, that's a little bit different than some of the other experts that I've had on the show. So tell us a little bit about what you mean by that and what the whole concept of a vision alchemist is.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I went through as an NLP practitioner, and I got to meet a lot of coaches, right? And we were talking about this before we started the podcast. And one thing I realized through the coaching model is that oftentimes a lot of coaches are coaching someone to get breakthrough, to get to something they don't have, if you will, to the next level, whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is, what I found from not only my own experience, but working with the people I've worked with, because you think about, like, when I started doing consulting about 10, 15 years ago, and I started working with these folks that are business owners, right? And you're like, wow, they've got successful lives, they're making multiple six to seven figures personally. From the outside, someone will go like, oh man, they've made it. They have made it. Yet, they have issues in their marriages, dysfunction within the family with the kids, because they've traded so much time to be away, build a business for their family, but they weren't there for the family at times. I'm not judging them, just what I noticed. And then they built this business and had success, and they're still not happy, and they don't have joy and peace. And I'm like, whoa. And one of my mantras, like, hey, life is short. It just is. And if we look at when we're recording this now, John, where here we are, and we're in a finger quotes pandemic, and it's real. And the fact of the matter is, and people are realizing when this came across, and like all life got disrupted, like it caused many folks to really dig in and go, like, what really matters? Like, I have friends and people that I know that have like moved their companies, sold their companies. A friend of mine just literally moved from Boston, sold their place, and moved to California. And why? Because I'm like, you know, what I really want? Like, what is the real me? The truth me? And what I mean by that is, the other thing I realized is that so often folks like start a business. I talk about freedom, right? Say, okay, why do you start a business? Freedom. But what is it that's driving that entrepreneur? Power. I want power. I want control. Or I want to be the best. I'm competitive. Or perhaps I want to be known. And any of these drives, John, what they end up, they're ego-based. And I'm not saying egos are bad, but if you really want to be fulfilled and have joy and peace and grace in your life, there's an evolution that's necessary to move beyond obtaining your happiness from something that's outside. Because happiness doesn't come from the external reality and your rules about what's necessary or the contingencies that you've built to allow you to truly be happy and fulfilled in your life. And so when I saw this chasm here, I'm like, whoa, this is like, it's taken me a while. I'm a recovering high achiever. It's taken me a long time to at times just like, you know, I want to enjoy my life experience while I'm living it. I want to live a legacy, not necessarily just leave a legacy. Because in essence, leaving a legacy, what's the price of that per se? Is it possible I can take my drive and what's got me to where I'm at and redirect it so that I can meet the next level? Because in essence, the only thing that I'll say on this note is the same thing that got an entrepreneur, celebrity, best-selling author, musician, any of these folks I've worked with, what got them to where they are becomes the bars that hold them in their cell, and it becomes a prison, and they're not able to really get to the next state. It's amazing. It's amazing to witness.
Hey listeners, are you looking to create engaging learning that takes place anywhere on any device at any time? Look no further than eLearning Brothers, the leader in immersive e-learning solutions. What started out over a decade ago with amazing e-learning templates has now grown into a learning powerhouse that can help you with every aspect of your learning and development programs. Whether you need the tools to create and enhance your own learning programs or a partner to develop custom content and deliver it through an engaging learner experience, they'll help you rock it all. Right now, virtual learning is critical to all of our growing businesses, and the team at eLearning Brothers is literally the best in the business. Check out eLearningBrothers.com today and see all the ways they can help you become an e-learning rock star. Now back to the show. For years, I set this goal as an entrepreneur that the reason I started my own business was to have freedom of your schedule to work when and how you want and with who you want. And I know there came a time where you get so caught up in running your business and you're working for your employees and your investors and your customers that all of a sudden you feel like, well, I'm no better than if I just had a normal corporate job and I've got all this responsibility and risk on top of that. And so it became the opposite. And I spent years trying to figure out how to get that roadmap back to freedom. But now is freedom one of those ones that is too much of an external need that it's not true to yourself, or is that the right type of motivation?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think, that's like part of the problem is because we look at like, well, I got the result I want, right? Like I've got a seven-figure business, or I created a company and I was able to exit and make X, Y, and Z. Or we can create these conditions, but we really, if we go put our NLP hats on here, John, we think, how do we unpack freedom? Like, what's freedom really mean, right? At the end of the day, what do people really truly want as human beings? What we really truly want is we want to have love ourselves, love others. We want to have self-esteem. We want to have a sense of security, These are three fundamental drivers in our nature, right? Either we're pursuing pleasure or pain, oftentimes we're trying to avoid what we don't want to happen, which is really where I like to think about security. Security is around certainty. I want freedom, but I want certainty. Well, guess what? We're really not in control. People are realizing that this year, right? Like, we're at the end of the day, this thing we call certainty that we're pursuing, this freedom, but the freedom from what? Well, I don't want freedom, like you said. Well, I don't want freedom. I want freedom from having someone to tell me what to do. Okay, so what are you going to do? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a company and then I'm going to serve customers. Well, your customer, then you're still going to serve someone, someone somewhere, right?
Right.
The question is, are you aligning your gifts and what brings you joy and happiness to where you serve? Like, my philosophy is, we're basically souls having this human experience through this life, and we're born here, and we have the ability to raise our level of consciousness as we're here, and to help each other with the journey. And the way we help each other with the journey is to do exactly what you're doing right now. It's serving other people to help them in their journey, right? Like, you're using your strengths to do that, and that's what I believe, you know, life about is about, and which is one of the two biggest illusions that. There's two illusions that I address with my clients, because these two illusions, they generate our reality. Like, how we look and view everything, our beliefs about all these things, it creates our own experience.
And it's interesting, it's because it is how you define freedom, because I think that, and this will bring another concept of video that I saw you had up on LinkedIn, but I feel like if I'm not serving in some way, whether it's volunteer work or business in one form or another, or just creative projects, if I'm not giving something back and I'm not occupied on as much of my time as I want to do it with, I feel like I'm not being utilized and I don't have that full feeling of freedom. I feel like I'm not using my potential. And then I start thinking, or am I just trying to keep myself busy? And I watched your video about this. And I thought it was really interesting and a good topic for a lot of high achievers that pack their schedule with so many goals that they almost just become busy for busyness sake, maybe.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
That's a good point. So are you familiar with the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, a lot of entrepreneurs play out there are familiar with that book, right? And I've read the book. It's not a big read, but often the book gets quoted, right? And there's one quote in specific that gets quoted over most others. And it's, the entrepreneurs spend too much time in their business and not enough time on their business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can take it and apply it to your flipping life, right? We spend so much time in our lives, we don't spend enough time on our lives. And one of the first orders of business is when folks come across my path, usually they're referred to me or they heard me speak somewhere, and they're in a deal of pain somewhere, right? So they're trying to avoid this pain, and the pain's coming from their own situation. But one time, sometimes what happens is folks are like, "Well, I don't have enough time to work on this shit right now. I don't have time to work on this. I'm too busy." And I'm like, "Whoa, right? Think about why do you start your business?" Usually, they'll say freedom, control, right? So these things, they're like, "Well, who's in control? Who? You created all these stories about how busy we need to be, and society and even technology to some degree. Technology is amazing, but it doesn't help all that much, because part of the challenge is it creates more demand of our attention. And the first order of business is with anyone is like, I've got to get their awareness queued up and their self-awareness. And a lot of times we're so, like you said, we're so busy in it, we can't even be self-aware to do anything about it. And we cannot change what we don't notice. If we're not, we have no awareness, we have nothing to work off of. Like, as a martial artist, one of my favorite tools is an app, going to technology, called the Coach's Eye, which allows me to videotape someone's movement and then show it for them. And I could even draw lines and talk through what I've seen, if they're not there, send it to me virtually, and share with them. Because the fact of the matter is, like, even when I practiced tennis back in the late 80s, I went to Ballotteri Tennis Academy in Bradenton, Florida, and they're videotaping us there. And because you think you're doing something, but you're not really aware enough. And so I stress with my clients, you know, people that hire me one-on-one, I'm like, hey, if you're not into meditation, that's cool, but I'm going to introduce it to you and I'm going to ask you to start doing it. And then the first thing is like, well, I don't have enough time to do that. Like, you want me to, like, whoa. Where does this construct of time anyway? It's one of the biggest illusions we have. And a great limiting belief that we have is there's not enough time. So that's a great one. Another great limiting belief on that same topic is like, I must work hard or I must struggle to create my success. There's another one. So anyway, back to the time and space, it's necessary if we really truly want to evolve. Creating that space is essential.
Yeah. And I do. I feel like exactly what you said, technology has not made it more efficient. It's made us all more available. And so particularly now where everyone's gone remote. So I feel like I can't even count the amount of video calls I do in a day. And I enjoy them all, but it does seem to stack up all that white space when you used to be able to think. And and that's a big problem. And so one of the other videos that I saw you put out there too, and I think this is interesting. This one comment you made stuck in my head when you're talking about vision planning is that you said it was something along the lines of most people spend more time planning a family vacation than planning their life.
Yeah. And that's a reality. You say, well, what would you plan? And somebody would be sitting out there and go, what does that all mean? Well, I'm like, well, what's optimal for you, right? Like, how do you want your health and wellness to look? If everything builds on top of everything else. I believe if we don't have our health and wellness, I know you're someone who enjoys the outdoors, so you cycle, boating, right? So I guarantee you're doing something to take care of yourself. So there's that element. But then, okay, now that I got that, then what's my context and how I manage myself mentally, emotionally? How do I manage myself spiritually? What do I believe about why I'm here and what this world's about, what life's about in general? And then, okay, if I get that dialed in, then what do I believe about my loving relationships? And where can I grow there? And from there, like, what do I believe about parenting? If I want to have and be a parent, what's that going to look like and feel like? And then from there, it's okay, well, what kind of life experiences do I want to generate? And then what's going to be necessary economically to do that? And then, okay, how do I fit my business into that? And when I work on, I've done a lot of family succession work, and it comes back down to, it's like, well, let's get really clear on each individual in the family, what you really want for you. Not for what, because you came into your third generation, that doesn't mean you have to like be part of the family business. That's not, so a lot of folks, sometimes they end up taking this position because they feel they should. And I think a lot of our decision-making around what we truly want comes from our fear. And my friend of mine just brought up to me, it was a really interesting point. I just met someone recently, really, really cool lady who had a near-death experience 7 years ago. And when she was delivering and she actually saw herself like in the room, the whole deal, and came back in her body, and she's like, I'm done living in fear and how I want to live my life. And she made some radical changes, started her own business, built a multiple seven-figure business out of her home, and hasn't looked back. But she changed how she looked at what she really wanted in regards to her vision. And it's doing that work to really dive in and get clear. And if you look at, and I'm sure you've heard of the work this lady did, who was she was a hospice worker and she was on people's deathbeds, and she was interviewing them. And she found that there was a trend in regards to what they say they regretted. And I had this conversation with my grandfather several years ago, who lived to be 99. And my grandfather and I had this amazing dialogue about his life experience, because at 99, he was still sharp, still vivid, the whole thing. And we talk about, this type of topic. And what I found from my own experience and from what this lady's research is that when the top, and I don't know if you're familiar with this study at all, John? Have you heard it?
No, tell me.
Well, the number one thing that people said they regretted is that they wish they had made decisions that aligned more with what they wanted for them, not their concern about what someone thought or how they would respond to what they said they wanted.
Interesting. Because so many of our choices are made with other people's intentions in mind to accommodate them. And really, in the end, the biggest regret is that you didn't put yourself and those personal needs or your personal vision at the forefront?
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're a parent. We're, you and I are, I know I have a 5-year-old. So, or 6-year-old? 6-year-old. How old is my dog? I'm turning six. I feel like she's six already. But Grayson, she, you know, our goal is to help her be responsibility, be build resilience, be a loving, compassionate human being, and become independent, right? The goal of a parent is to help create independence. So you and I, like, as if we have kids that are under 18, we are responsible for them. We are. But outside of them, we're not responsible for anyone else except for ourselves.
Right.
Right? And then once they move on, then that's it. We're responsible for ourselves, that and our own happiness.
I love that concept, just life by design, not by default, because it's true. Once you start making some decisions, you start falling into a path and it may not have been what you planned. And then sometimes, I guess you've probably seen this with people, you get too far along a path and it almost seems insurmountable to come back and get back on the track you wanted, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Every day is a gift. So what you do with it is your choice.
So definitely for everyone listening, I think a great first step and a great way to learn more about Chris and his team is go to chrisyonker.com and scroll down. It's about halfway down on the homepage. You can just, I think, just punch in your email address and download a copy of the free workbook. And that's a super way of just being conscious of what you want and what's important to you personally. Also, check out the book. Chris, tell us a little bit about Soul Intention, the book, because I know you can find out more about that on the website too. Who's that for? Who would be a good reader for the book?
Here's a book I wrote, the intention of getting through the book in under 45 minutes. And I did it intentionally because of the market. Right? Think about it. When someone comes to me, they already believe they don't have enough time. So, I wrote it to be read in a city. And the book is called Soul Intention. And it's an executive guide to building life by choice, not by chance. And it is available on Amazon. And you can get it in a print version or Kindle.
Very cool. So for all our listeners, we'll put those links in the show notes, but chrisyonker.com, check out Soul Intention on Amazon, and just do a search for Chris. I love the content that you put out on social media. If people want to connect with you and read up on some of the stuff you're putting out, there's LinkedIn the best place?
Yeah, good question. LinkedIn's good. I also have Chris Yonker Instagram handle that for folks that are on the gram. Can check me out there as well, and a YouTube channel too.
Very cool, very cool. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to come with us. I think your message right now is so important because you can't live by chance, right? Because we've seen this in everything that's happened with the COVID pandemic, that if you leave things up to chance and you don't design around what you truly want, things like this can turn your world, your career, your business on its ear pretty quickly, and you have to be able to know what you really want in life. So thank you for making the time to be here with us. I think your message is super important to all of our listeners.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here for another episode. As you know, we release a new episode every Tuesday, so wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe, leave us comments and ratings. We love to hear from you guys. And until our next episode, happy learning.